Hello and welcome to The Notorious Scoundrels. My name is Evan Paul. I'm here with Mike Berry. We also have a guest who we're going to introduce in just a second. Before we get into that, just going to quickly do some Patreon shoutouts and updates for the blog. So shoutouts, we have Louis Marty, Logan Gaither, Casey Smith, Francois Dumont, and new members, Nicholas Hancock and Leo Thompson. Thank you for joining, and thank you to the others who have been here a bit longer. This week on the blog, we have a Shatterpoint unit guide from on the Armorer. She's quite a popular unit in Shatterpoint. Mike, are you aware of anything with the Armorer in Shatterpoint, out of curiosity?
I'm sorry. The what?
The Armorer. The Armorer.
Yeah, I heard the Armorer. I was like, what?
That was not good diction on my part. The Armorer.
I see.
She has one side, one stance is the hammer, and the other stance is the tongs.
Oh, I would have thought it would have been the anvil. That's sort of...
Nope.
That seems like a little bit of tongs. A miss. Okay.
All right. She's very good, believe me. You can see why in Matt's article. Other articles we actually have a Milwaukee... sort of a travel guide that includes like things to do when you're not playing, and then also maybe most importantly places to eat that are close to the Adepticon convention center. And we also have a sleeper cell unit guide that's going to be our first non-English published unit guide. We will have an English version alongside of it, but that's going to be a sleeper cell guide written by William Hidalgo. I should also say the Milwaukee travel guide was written by Kyle Arpka, who is a real photographer and journalist. So like our blog just keeps getting it just keeps having more and more qualified people. So it's really cool things going on. And then lamer than all of that, I am going to write an article where I try to predict five more things for this year's Adepticon. I got 4 out of 5 last year, so let's see how well I can do this time. But forget all that. We're going to move on to the more important stuff. We got a guest with us today. It was the first guest of... It was actually before the season started, but it was the first episode where Kyle and Mike nervously agreed to let me sort of decide the format of the show. And we had a great time, so we decided to ask you back. He has been on the Indianapolis Garrison podcast quite a few times because that's his home turf. Lately, he's been on the Winter Moon podcast, which is the new podcast and blog from David Zelenka, formerly of Yavin Base. And that would be Brian Barrett. Welcome back to the show, Brian.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Glad to be here.
You did not leave behind an opportunity to advertise someone else's show by wearing that beanie. Thanks for asking us about that ahead of time, by the way, Brian. But you know, we decided to allow it just this once, as long as you also wore the sweet A-team jersey that I also have on. This is the jersey that was designed by our captain from last year, the one that Brian and I shared, Izzy Gambleel, when we were over there for the World Team Championship, which is happening again this year. This year, Brian, because he went 6-0 and just ran over everybody with the bus, is that he was promoted to captain of his own team. Oh. And because Izzy couldn't go, I was promoted to captain of my own team. Notice the very different reasons for promotion there. I do want to quickly mention that we are looking for one more member. We have a couple of potentials, but if you are interested and if you think that in late May you would want to hop on a plane over to England to play Legion for your country, please do give me an email. You can email docvelo@thefifthtrooper.com. And we will consider you. Do it fast though, because like we had an opening this week and we got to close it basically towards the end of next week or something like that. So if you think you might want to do it, then please do consider doing that. But that is the end of all my various plugs.
Question.
Brian, yeah, go ahead, Mike.
Whose team is now the A team?
Well, we're not
We
doing that this
didn't
time.
tell us.
We're doing red, white, and blue. The irony is that we were called the A team last year, even though we were actually more like the B team, and even though in terms of placement we ended up being the C team. This year, in order to not have such egregious errors in nomenclatures, that we switched to colors instead, red, white, and blue, so that we can pretend that those are our colors as the United States, instead of also being the colors of France, England, Russia, lots of other countries out there. But for us, we'd just like to pretend that it's an American thing. So yeah, we're going to be USA red, white, and blue.
I will say though, Evan, that the very first time that my 8-year-old son saw this jersey, he's
Yeah.
like, "Whoa, Dad, I like the American flag numbers, but what's the A minus team?"
Oh, man.
I
Little did he know
was
we would really be more like the B minus team in terms of our performance.
"No."
But look, how would you expect anybody under the age of like 30 to know what the hell the A team is?
I mean, they came out with a new movie like
They
10 years ago
did.
when it was actually quite good.
It was okay. Liam Neeson was an interesting choice for Hannibal. I feel like it kind of works, but
I thought Rampage worked.
that was great. It's great.
there's a memorable scene where they were in a tank that was dumped out of a plane,
Yep.
and so they used the gun to like maneuver the tank in the air.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
We're just like de-teaching physics to young people everywhere with that movie.
I mean, come on. What could be cooler than being in a flying tank? I'm with Mike on this one. Like, I don't know. Like, what did you expect from that movie?
No, that's fair. I really shouldn't be so critical. It like I said, it was a memorable scene. I don't remember a single other thing about that movie, but I remember that silliness. Okay, gentlemen, we got a couple things to talk about. We are going to be doing a draft of the meta list or the high performing list at Adepticon. So it's going to be sort of a fun way to basically roll all of our various predictions of what's going to do well into one. But before we do that, we actually have a little bit of news to talk about. We actually have a little bit more we're going to get into later. But the first item is that we did get a pre-order. We did not get the Scene to Stats article yet of Ahsoka. And the information that we found out basically from both what the description was in the Asmodee store. Of course, we never. If this is your first time being exposed to the nature of the Asmodee store, if you see any numbers that are like text on the website, there's like a 75% chance that those numbers are wrong when it comes to like the number of upgrade cards or whatever. So just make that your blind spot going forward, and I promise you'll have an easier time trying to wrap your head around it. But there was a couple of intrepid folks on the Discord and on a blog, I think, who did some zooming and enhancing CSI style, and they were able to see that, like on the box, which usually is trustworthy, that it lists that there's a little description where it says that one Ahsoka is the commander, which that's the one that sort of we all knew and accepted. Think season 7 Ahsoka, right? The one that participated in the Mandalore invasion. Like that's sort of what you're meant to think of, I think. And then there's one who's a Padawan. We're talking like first couple seasons of Clone Wars show. I think the assumption that most of us had, just based on logic and the fact that the 501st Battle Force for years now has had an operative slot that has gone unused, that I think the whole internet was like, oh, well, they're just saving space for Ahsoka. But what we found out was that she's actually not going to be an operative, the Padawan Ahsoka. She's going to be an upgrade card, a squad leader specifically. It's like the little clone trooper helmet, the same as the Jedi Guardian. But it sounds like she's going to be a unique squad leader along the lines of what Fives is, or boil or waxer, if you will. So, Brian, I think we just start with you. Is like, what are your thoughts?
I've been waiting for Ahsoka for a long time, so super stoked.
The real Ahsoka, you mean?
What?
The real Ahsoka, not this rebel
Yes, not the
stuff.
rebel one. Yes, yeah, no, I've been just waiting for the day where I could put Snips and Sky Guy on the table together. Like, I've been waiting for that for a long time.
So I guess I gotta ask, what do you think the deal is with the offer to slot on Fiverr first? Because I do not understand anymore.
I
I,
don't know.
you know, b between like her and Fives and Rex and Echo, I'm like starting to run low on even and Anakin, obviously. I'm starting to run low on the number of like unique characters
So
that
here's my
were
copium.
Fiverr's people. Go ahead, Mike.
Here's my copium. Is that we're gonna get like generic Jedi in the commander and operative slots. Just for Republic in general.
I would
And
like that, yeah.
like maybe you can slot them in as commanders and operatives in Gar, and like
Sure.
you can therefore take them in 501st too. I don't know. Otherwise, something feels a little out of whack. Yeah, I don't know.
Part of me is like, well, how many versions of these units are we going to get as well, right? Because I mean, you look like MCP or Shatterpoint. They're already coming out with multiple versions of characters, and if we get on a regular release schedule for Legion, then we might see more opportunities there. I don't know.
Shatterpoint is barely over a year old, and we're about to get our third Darth Vader.
Yeah, I definitely think it was weird because I think the 501st Battle Force, I think, was the only one that was sort of like prepped for new releases, it seemed like, because the marksmen are on there
Brightree
too.
has a support slot, which is also currently unused.
Sure.
And
Okay.
so
Okay.
we've been thinking that that was a glider spot
Yeah.
for at some point in the future.
I feel
I'm
like
hoping
that one
so.
could be sort of
Catapults?
maybe chalked up to like an error. But like the 501st one is,
Maybe.
I mean, potentially, right? Like they're like, this actually isn't breaking anything. We don't need to like go back to LFL and like get them to reapprove the battlement, right? But with 501st, it was like, I think it already has ARF troopers and the new marksman like on the document.
Yep, it does.
So like and that change was, I think the operative change was made during that update. So
I
I don't
think
know.
operators are on the old PDF.
Maybe it was. I
So
don't
like,
know.
so I guess we'll find out. It would be weird because I feel like there's this issue with Republic to where we have a lot of good commander choices, and it seems like we're still going to be running low on good operative choices. You know, it's like we've had obviously Bad Batch is an excellent choice, so don't get me wrong in terms of me saying that that's not on the list, but it does feel a little bit strange that for the Galactic Republic, which some would say it is the Jedi faction, is that we have two groups and or individuals of like regular old people, and then one pair of doofus droids and no Jedi. And it seems like that's gonna continue to be the case. It does feel weird, doesn't it?
Feels weird to me, yeah. I would agree.
Yeah, I mean, I think
Well,
it
we'll
feels
see
a
what they
little bit
announce.
less weird with like 501st. Like there really was only two Jedi in that battalion, right? Like, and we basically are gonna have them both. So I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Seems weird.
What
Maybe they
one
come
would
out with
hope.
another version of Rex or Fives. I don't know.
I would love an operative version of Rex. Like I think that it would be neat if instead of Obi-Wan, like Rex got the
Yo,
second mini treatment.
what if the operative is actually going to be an operative Obi-Wan for Gar? Because Obi-Wan's not technically part of that battle force, so he shouldn't be able to lead it. Maybe
I
you can
could see
take
that.
Obi-Wan as a as like a as an operative in 501st. I don't know. I'm spitballing off
I
cuff
would love
here.
that, man. I think
Yeah,
that'd be
that would be
so
rad.
fun.
I'm sure there were episodes where Obi-Wan was like hanging out with the 51st.
Oh, undoubtedly, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it'll be like you can insert like Jedi Master here for your mission, as the 501st this time, right? Like
Yeah.
you need Plo Koon, send him
I
in,
do need Plo Koon. I need
I
Plo Koon in my
do.
life.
I need Plo Koon too.
Yeah, Plo Koon and Wolf, I think at this point, like those are the things that, aside from Mace Windu, like obviously, I feel like that part sort of like goes without saying, is that I want to just like know what the hell are they going to pick for Vapod mastery, because if you've read those books, is that like that form should basically make him God when it comes to like fighting with a lightsaber. And when one wonders why, I mean, like he beat Palpatine, right? If it wasn't for Anakin's little jerk butt like bumping into that fight, is that he would have smoked Emperor Palpatine in that fight. Like he had him dead to rights using that Vapod mastery. So I'm still curious about what that's going to be. And also I'm sure he's going to have a ability called Shatterpoint, and it's probably going to be just like all of your tights turn into crits
That'd
because screw
be
you.
sweet.
That's why. Why? Because Shatterpoint.
All their defense dice turned into
There we go. There we go.
crits,
Anything else that you guys have on Ahsoka? Obviously, we don't have a ton of information. We're all just sort of wondering, but I'm sure that by the end of Adepticon, we're gonna know what her deal is and what those command cards are. So we'll have stuff to talk about.
Yeah, I would
Yeah.
be sort of surprised if we didn't, at a bare minimum, have like the zoom enhanced pictures where people are like CSI-ing what's on command cards and stuff
Yeah.
by Adepticon. I
Even if
suspect.
Adepticon wasn't happening, is that the scene to stats usually like comes out 10 days after
Pre-orders.
the pre-orders come out. So we're gonna know soon. And we will talk about it.
I am a little concerned though. I want to run Anakin, Ahsoka and Rex together. So I don't know how they're if I want that to happen. Like I want to be able to do it. So I hope they do that.
I'm trying to figure out like if they gave Ahsoka covert ops, would that work? No, it wouldn't, would it? Because like the way the rules changed, right? Because you can't put like three commanders if one of them has covert ops anymore.
Shoot, yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Well,
Yeah. Whatever.
hey, they could always. Well, actually, it could factor into like the global rules changes that have been sort of talked about to operatives and commanders.
They've been alluding to some
Yeah,
changes on that
those have been
front, so.
alluded to like greater, like grander rulebook changes that may actually account for what we're worried
Oh,
about.
that might not fix the Battle Force. The Battle Force probably have to be edited
Yeah,
in that
fair.
capacity, but yeah.
Cool. Well, we'll see what that is when it comes out, but let's move on to Adepticon itself. So I was trying to figure out what's an interesting way to sort of talk about what we think the meta is going to be like. And Brian, as we go through these, it'll be interesting to see how much of your own Brianness are you going to imprint on the choices that you make? Because like if we were doing this last year and you were like Luke double bus, were you the only person who took that to the top 32, or was there somebody else who did it too?
No, I was the only person that took it there.
Yeah, so like it would have been a good prediction for yourself. It would have been a bad prediction for like the rest of the people competing at Adepticon. So this will be an
Right.
interesting challenge to you, is like how can you think like a normie, like Mike and I, like somebody with less imagination than you?
That's the only reason my lists work is because I usually have a fairly good idea what the meta is, and so I know how to prepare for it in a unique way, and so in a different way than most other people do, right? And so that's yeah, I think that I
You hear
hope
that,
that
Mike?
I have a good
I
idea.
think Brian's saying that he's going to beat you in this
And then
contest.
In the draft?
No. Yeah, in the draft. Brian just said he's gonna kick your butt.
I suspect Brian actually has a better idea of what the meta is than I do right now, for sure.
I think you have a great, I think you probably have a better idea than both of us because you have the most active scene out of the three of us in terms of your local area. And like, thankfully for me, I was able to get down to Portland to get you like a slightly more active scene than what we have here in the Seattle area. But we'll actually get to that in a second. So we're going to do this snake draft format. We already figured out the order. Mike, are you first or third? I've already forgotten that
Oh
part.
God, I don't know. You said it
I
before
was
the cast,
you
and
said
I
I
don't
was first.
remember.
Yeah, Brian, you're first. You're first. Yeah, it wouldn't be fair
Okay.
for you to pick first twice in a row anyway, Mike. You screwed us all over by picking standing orders in that last draft, and I'm still bitter about it.
And you gave me Empire Strikes Back
That's
over the
true. That's
weekend too.
Oh yeah.
So I
Actually,
was come everything coming up
I would.
Milhouse.
Thank you for reminding me. I would be remiss if I did not quickly mention that we recorded our first Patreon exclusive video over the last weekend. It was me, Mike, it was Jay, old Jay Shalansky, and
Oh
old
man.
Evan Bulris, and we got together, and we decided the definitive fifth trooper ranking of all of the Star Wars. So that would be all what technically 12 movies. And then the shows, like sticking to the canon stuff to not go too crazy, but we ranked all of them. It ended up being almost 3 hours. So
Jay was
Jay was
not
like, "What the hell did you
happy.
do with my day? I had plans today." We also got Jay to get like a little bit. He had like a little bit of an existential crisis when he was comparing like the nature of Star Wars and how kids like ruin what your plans are, and he started thinking about his own life. It got really deep there. Yeah, Brian, you might be able to sympathize with that part. It was a lot of fun, and I think we're going to end up releasing a sampling of that, like sort of a partial version for everybody, so that people can get a taste. But if you want the whole thing, you have to become a member of that Patreon. So just wanted to dangle that out there. I think it was a lot of fun for sure, and yeah, you'll never guess. Oh, hang on. How can I do the clickbait thing? You'll never guess where Empire Strikes Back ended up, and then it'd be my face, like, and then that's how we can actually get people to click on it. I figured you out, YouTube. I've got this nailed down. Okay, so let's get to the actual draft. Thank you for reminding me of that, Mike.
Yeah, no
Uh,
sweat.
is that so? Brian's going to pick first. We're going to go in snake format. We're going to
And
have
just to
five
be,
categories each.
yep, okay.
And just like last time with when we did the command cards, is that basically somebody will pick a category and then they'll pick a list archetype to draft. And I think we're gonna self-police if we're being like too vague, or maybe even too specific when we talk about what an archetype is, so that we don't like lock out the other two. I wouldn't just say sleeper cell for Rebels, right? I think like get a little bit more specific than that. And then whereas, yeah, one of each faction and then a wild card, which means that if one of us wants to pick a Shadow Collective list, we would have to use wild card for that, or we could use that slot for any of the other factions. Oh, sorry, any of the actual factions, Mike. So again, Shadow Collective, Battle Force, not a faction.
And to be clear,
Yeah.
the rest of the battle forces we're considering as part of their independent
Correct. Yeah.
factions.
And yeah, so everything else, including Brightree, even though that one's sort of a little bit wacky in terms of how it works, but we're going to count that as a rebel one. And any questions from the peanut
I
gallery
have a
before we get
question, Evan.
started?
So do you give me the topic then? Or do I
No,
know?
so
You get to
yeah,
pick.
you get to choose.
Okay.
So like you're like,
Okay. I'm gonna pick
Right. And
Rebels. My Rebel list is X.
gotcha. Okay.
And so like
Okay.
if you're number
Okay.
one, it's like if you think that there's a faction where there's like an obvious trump card, so to speak, is that's what you might go for. Or and then if there's things that if you think you have the inside track on some stuff that Mike and I are never going to think of, then probably save those for later because you're not going to be competing for them. Yeah. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, so I will choose CIS,
All right.
and I'll choose Dooku
It's a good pick.
Aquas.
Do we need it to be more specific than that?
Okay, yeah. Do
Out
you
of
want yes?
curiosity, I'm not sure the answer is yes.
Okay. I don't think so. 'Cause like if you did, like, let's say for example Dooku Kalani Aquas or Dooku Grievous Aquas, are those like that different from each other?
I guess I'm asking if, like, does it matter if there are droid deckos or crabs on this list?
I
There
think
would
that's dealer's choice personally.
Okay, that's fine. I just wanted to kind of clarify how specific we're getting.
I would say Dooku Aquas and spiders actually.
Oh, okay. A
Oh,
support that I
okay.
didn't even
Yeah,
have on the
that's a little
list.
spicier.
Okay. I'm gonna write it down as Dooku Aquas because I think
I think yeah, we'll write it in as Dooku Aquas, but I think the spider is an interesting thought. I'm basically sort of just a fanatic about Deccas at this point. I think that the efficiency
they're
is
so good.
just too good to
They're
leave at
insane.
home.
Yeah.
They're so good.
Better than Sleeper
Awesome.
Cell.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Old hot take, Mike. Getting started
Whoa.
early.
I just tell it how it is, man.
You mean better for the points to be specific.
Yes, they're more
Yeah.
efficient than Sleeper
Right,
Cell.
right, right. Yeah.
100%. Yeah.
Like, because in a
Oof.
1v1, it's probably not going to go well for the deckers,
Yeah.
but
Well,
yeah,
no, I think in a 1v1 it does go well for the Deckas. One Sleeper Cell versus one unit of Deckas, I'll take
I
the
guess it
Deckas all
depends on
day.
who shoots first. Of course,
Even then,
the Deccas can do the move standby, and the sleeper cell's like, ooh. That's because, yeah, that actually is. I'll say that the fact that CIS has access to so many good vehicles, like so many good multi-model vehicles, it's really brought the standby token back, I think. Just because you can get into position even if you're activating them earlier, like you can just like move them onto the point and you go, okay, I'm gonna take a standby. You have to get onto this point if you want to score. And then if you're gonna do that, it means that I get to shoot at you with all my guys and you can't shoot this off and forget you, boy. So cool. All right. I like that. Aqua Dooku. Mike, or sorry, you're last, Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Oh,
you wait your turn.
I
I
will.
am going to go next. So Mike's probably going to tell me that I like wasted my pick, which is what he did a couple of times last time, but
Hurts,
that's just that's just the nature of Mike Barry right there.
you know? Yep.
And so I'm looking through these. I'm going to pick the thing that I think to me stands out the most for what's remaining. And so in Empire, I'm going to take Vader Krennic.
Okay.
Just because I think that of the non Battle Force options, there's a couple different flavors of Vader Krennic. Most of them involve D-backs.
Yes.
So if you want me to say Vader Krennic D-backs, I'm happy to do that.
I
You
think
should, I think.
much like Wedge and Lando in the second Death Star run. We're gonna run out of room here real fast, guys.
That's the challenge, is that I think that there's a couple of factions where there are some top men, and then there's like less top men. And I think CIS, nah, I think Empire might be the biggest example of that personally, but we'll see how the rest shakes out. So Mike, what do you got next? You got two picks now, by the way. We're doing it snake format.
Oh yeah.
Well, I'm gonna take what I think is the easiest cherry on top, that I think is left out of the cherries on top, and that's gonna be kind of Rebel Hero Hammer Sleeper Cell.
Yeah, I think that's the other one. I agree with you.
What Rebel Hero Hammer would you take with it?
I mean, I think it probably is somewhere in the like Han plus flavor. I've seen a bunch. I think the one I've seen the most of lately is Han Din.
Hondin Bad Batch.
If we want to put in
Hondin Bad
Han
Batch
Din Bad
is
Batch,
top.
like And then Sleeper Cells, that's definitely, I think, my first pick. I think that has been clearly a pretty
Yeah,
meta defining
that is
list.
a solid pick.
Yeah. And then I think I'm just gonna clean up with a Gar pick because you guys haven't picked Gar, and I think I'm just gonna I'm gonna say Anakin arcs not 501st, because I actually think the non-501st version is better.
Why?
Why? Yes. Because you can take more core units.
Three. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, because you can take 3 core units.
And you're not required to take a support.
And yeah.
I think cloak commandos are too expensive, and I think an ATRT is like a little bit unsynergistic at this point. That's a personal opinion, and that's kind of like how I like to play list. But yeah, so I'm
Still
gonna go
valid.
with
Still
Anakin
valid.
arcs, not 501st. What's that?
I said it's still valid, man.
Yeah,
It's
yeah, yeah.
your choice.
Yeah, thanks.
No, it's a terrible choice, Mike. Crap choice.
Hey, you know,
Gotta play the game,
I
Brian.
won Nova with it, so.
Yeah. So some people are saying that Anakin and just like a bunch of efficient guys is still a good list. Although,
Turns out.
Anakin has been sort of under the radar in terms of the bigger tournaments since the points change.
I will
Really
say,
underrated.
low-key, I've been really enjoying Kenobi.
And
Sarasu's kind of I haven't done the like infinite medic thing yet because I haven't like put a
that's
degenerate list
expensive.
together. It's not expensive as you would think.
Obi Immortal.
Yeah, I just the way Sarasu works now, it's like really easy to just like turn deflect on like every shot. It's like you're picking up models in return way more than you used to because of the reroll functionality. It's way more risky on Kenobi, which, but I don't know. It was weird. I also because the game is shorter, it feels a little bit less like, oh, like Kenobi's down to two wounds, like whatever. It's the same as him being on like four wounds in melee now, so it's kind
Yeah.
of, I don't know. It feels less bad. Anyhow, so that's a very long-winded way of saying I agree with you.
Yeah. I think Gar might be the toughest to sort of predict. At least to me, I think it's the toughest to predict what's going to be the top rung list.
I agree.
And I think part of that might be because I feel like Gar's, I'm putting myself out there that I think that they're in the worst place out of the four factions.
Oof. You think they're worse than Empire?
I think that I hear you when you say that. As you say that, it's like giving me pause because I think probably a lot of my opinion is comparative, right, to like how they were doing before.
Yeah.
So that may be coloring my opinion, but I do think like Vader Krennic, when it is played by somebody who is a proper menace with Vader in terms of like their Vader gameplay, is
Sure.
that is a sick list still. And also I should say it's as important to be a proper menace with your D-backs, because they are not easy to play effectively. But when they are played effectively, especially in this version of the game with what it is that like they can really just mess up and dominate a board. And so I don't know. But yeah,
The way I think about that is
yeah.
I think that that's the only, well, I think it's one of a couple lists Empire can take, but I think it is the best one, very obviously.
I agree.
But I think Dooku Aquas just rolls Vader.
It's good. It's certainly good.
Like I think Dooku's just like, hey Vader, what's up? And he kind of just puts him down.
Yeah,
You know? I don't
he does
know.
still have, seven, just functionally seven health with implacable. But And so
Yeah,
that, but
Makashi goes
but
a long way to making that 7 health
and
not
without
carry.
the surge access, or it's harder to get him the surge access than it used to be. Like you gotta run aggressive tactics, which is making your list sort of rough. And
Duke can also deny you the surge access if he wants to by kicking your order token back.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's right. Interesting.
Yes.
I'm not a huge fan of aggressive tactics with Op Vader, to be honest, because Op Vader wants so many of his own cards and he doesn't have a command slot. So he can't give himself a surge token when he plays his own card. I like it with Commander Vader though.
Yeah. I definitely think
Yeah.
Op Vader might have to take into the fray, but I don't know.
I think so.
It's
I think
tough.
so.
The game's so quick that it also is like just slap
Yeah,
Tenaz
it's
spell
true.
and go to town.
That's I think that the speed of the game, and I think that's the thing that like everybody's still adjusting to. And I'm just gonna say right now, we already have a pretty cool guest lined up. Mike doesn't even know this yet for after DeptCon, is that it's gonna be at the very least last year's champion. Who knows, maybe this year's champion as well, Ali Dyer. Is
Ooh.
that he was a little bit upset that we gave Cockles the first guest spot on our podcast from That Snow Moon. He was like, "Hey, did you think you wanted to have the world champion on?" And I was like, "I'll see if I can find room in my schedule." No, I'm joking. We're gonna be very excited to have him on. So,
Man, we have quite the lineup for after
oh yeah,
DeptCon scheduled,
oh yeah,
if I must say so
yeah.
myself.
There's another one that I think I'm not even gonna spoil quite yet. A couple of folks you might have heard from before. I guess I've spoiled it now, but we do have quite a lineup coming up in April, so I'm excited about that. Okay, so I should go ahead and make my pick.
You should.
Just like, so you were just talking about him, and I'm just gonna go for it because it's either him, to me, it's either him or Wookiees, and I'm not brave enough to pick Wookiees, even though that is like the choice of my heart. Is that I'm going to go for Obi-Wan Commandos, because that is a combo that works fairly well. Obi-Wan also importantly is a Jedi who can take aggressive tactics and who doesn't move at speed one. Hi Yoda, reset the clock, et cetera,
Yeah. We
et
got through last week without talking about him, I
Yeah,
think.
I know. So we actually made it to two, but so yeah, reset it, blah, blah, blah. We're mad about Yoda. But yeah, o Obi-Wan Commandos, I was referencing before, is like that's actually been the highest performing Republic list in big tournaments. So I'm talking about things that are, 40 or more people, is that, or somewhere around there, is that Obi-Wan Commando lists have been the ones that have shown up sort of the most often. And so that's what I'm picking.
I
We'll
think
see
commandos are
how it
bad.
goes.
Like actively not good. Like
It's hard to say that
I think
they're
they're way
actively
too
not
ex
good
I think
when
they're way too
they
expensive for what they do now.
it you may I could certainly see you I could certainly see the argument that ATRTs are like a better choice, but I think that results have at least shown me that commandos can still hang. Especially a lot of this is matchups, right? Is that if like against sleeper cells they have the HV shot. And then against Aquas, they have the impact forward business, plus maybe surge to crit, and that certainly would help against that one. So I don't know. They're very expensive, but
There,
they've
yeah, I
done
think.
well. So we'll see what happens. All right, Brian, we got two picks from you now. What you got?
Okay. Now I just need some clarification because
Yeah.
so Mike said sleeper hero hammer. Does that mean I can't choose any of the rebel lists with sleepers?
If you want to, so like if we said that what Mike was thinking of was something very similar to the list that won both the GT and the Invitational at LVO,
Yeah.
where it's just like sleepers and Han and either and then Din Bad Batch, like if it feels different enough than that, then I think we should
Yeah.
hear it out.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I'm make your case.
Yeah.
So I would choose Op Luke double bus sleepers.
Okay, that's
I think
different.
that's
That's
different enough.
different enough.
So like the similar to the Austin Miller list.
Yes, the
He
Austin
ran
Miller
double
list.
bus, right? Yeah. But sorry. Boy, that was like a real faux pas.
You mean the Brian
I was thinking, okay, everybody, before all you Indianapolis people start flaming us, is that my brain space was at LVO, which Brian was not at, to be fair.
I was
And
not.
so I was thinking of what Austin Millard played at LVO and got runner up with.
Which he did fantastic with.
You did very well, obviously demonstrating that that list can hang. And Austin himself would tell you that if different decisions were made, is that he could have had that game. And so, yeah, I like it. Brian, are you brave enough to say, is that the list that you're going to be taking to Adepticon?
It is. I am waffling more than I've ever waffled for
Oh,
Adepticon.
interesting.
And it is one of the top two, yes.
Okay. So you're betting on yourself a little bit here.
No, I just think it's a really good list.
I'm not going to argue with that.
Yeah,
Okay. So yeah.
I think anybody could go the distance with that list.
It's interesting that there's two double bus lists out there in different factions. One of them we're going to talk about, but that the double buses serve very different functions in those two lists. So that just sort of speaks to the versatility of the bus, even in this era where transport is a tiny shadow of what it used to be. So cool. What is your second pick?
My second pick is going to be, it's going to be Double Snail EXD.
Okay.
Okay, so that's your wild card.
Wait, so we have we, this is this our second pick's a wild card?
Well, no, you
So
already picked a CIS list.
yeah, you've done a
Oh,
CIS and a Rebel,
yes,
and so you're
that's
this is gonna be your third one. Is that if you want to do another CIS, it would be your wild card pick.
Oh, no, okay, I'll go Empire then. I'm going to
Okay,
say,
okay, okay.
Blizzard Force.
I think that's reasonable.
Yeah.
What's your case, Brian?
I think Blizzard Force with mixing of double ATST and supports is really good. I think HRUs are really, really good right now. With that range four with the cover changes is fantastic. I think with the tables getting a little bit more dense, I'm not super confident that speeder bikes are out yet. I think if someone has been practicing Blizzard Force for a long time, and
Sure.
I think that they could really go far with it. Personally, I think that e-webs are a little bit harder to deal with because they're cheaper and they can just really cover a POI really well.
If I had infinite time, then I would definitely have spent quite a bit of it like trying to play the quad e-web version of Blizzard at tournaments. It actually seems like a legit fun list, and you end up with, I think, either even 11 or 12 activations, and one of them's Vader, at least in the ones that I've been looking at, and then like a single ATST. Got a couple HRUs, you got one or two flamers so that you can have something to at least threaten the really big like multi-mini units with. Like yeah, if you ran up against like a Geonosian swarm and you had a couple flame snows, you'd be like heh
Yeah.
heh heh. And
Ion snows are really good right now.
yeah, and I yeah, like that's the crazy thing, is the Ion Snows were a joke for the entirety of Legacy Legion. For like literally the entirety of it. And now with 2.6, they it turns out all you have to do is like make the thing not have to tap in order to shoot it.
So it's a pretty big
Go
penalty.
figure. And also get a critical one on top of having impact one is pretty nice. Mike, what do you think about Blizzard Force?
I don't think there's a lot to pick an Empire other than Vader Krennic, so I can get behind the pick.
At least it has Vader.
I think it's an easy way to get Vader into the picture
Yeah.
without like kind of breaking our rules, but I think speeder bikes are It's just so bad.
That I agree they're bad when you can't shoot at them, but I think that Brian may have a point when it comes to like if there's enough true blocking terrain, and speeder bikes aren't super tall, so I think it's possible.
It's just like it's one of those things where it's like, okay, like you get in with there with your speeder bikes, you like, take your five hit shot, right? And then your speeder bikes just get vaporized. The terrain's got to be really good, I think, to the point where you can like move, shoot, move, and like not be seen, I think, for the speeder bikes to really work. Which I think is just so board dependent. It's so niche. And that means you're not using them to like score points. I don't
Or
know.
have really good activation control.
Yeah, that's
Yeah,
fair.
which
That's fair.
the problem is if you're going to do that, I think you have to sacrifice Vader, and I don't know if that's the best choice. But I do think Veers with a couple of HQs on your bikes. If you have two HQs on your bikes with Veers, then every single command card get you perfect order control on your bikes.
Yeah, I definitely think that like I'm definitely more behind the like Vader ATSTs, I think, than the speeder bikes. I do think, STs are good. So I can get behind that.
All right. So for my, I've done
You've done Empire and Gar.
Empire and Gar. So for my rebel pick. Or no, wait. You guys have both picked Rebels, so I can wait on that one, right? So I'll go ahead and do.
Well, bear in mind, we do
I,
have wild cards left.
yeah, I'm gonna do my wild card. So I am going to go ahead and say that Shadow Collective Double Bus Mandos is gonna be my wild card pick. So I have seen this list a lot because Izzy has been playing it locally quite a bit.
Yeah.
I have felt the pain of shooting with ARC Troopers snipers, like with the high activation five of first list with four snipers, which should theoretically be like pretty good against those like very expensive per mini sort of lists. But god dang it, if those medics and then just like their natural saves plus impervious is that it just makes you feel like you are throwing halfway melted snowballs at them and just achieving nothing. And meanwhile, they're ch often achieving quite a bit with between the free tokens that they get and the rather large numbers of dice that they will hit you with, especially when they get to range two of you. Is that like, and then depending on the list, is that you can do a lower activation version that has Maul in it, or you can do a higher activation version that has tossed in some swoops with the buses. I think that both of those are equally good options to consider. But it is, but and then you have the two buses to where I was saying a second ago is that in the Rebel version, the function of the buses is to like give out aims, bring sleeper cell a little bit closer, be a blocking thing for Luke, and then sit on points. But then for the Shadow Collective version, and I was gonna say the Rebel version is usually gonna have the guns on them. Shadow Collective version, I don't think it even should have the guns on them. Maybe on one of them, but really it just needs to heal Mandos and sit on points, and that's it. And that is just doing that is so good. And of course, it can also be blocking terrain for your guys. And it, like you said, Mike, it's a short game, and you just find yourself in this place to where I think I've had to ignore the buses every time, and having to ignore them is annoying because then they just like sit in your way and you can't move your stuff on there, and it's extremely frustrating. So that is my wild card pick. All right. So, Mike, what do you got for your next one?
I'm gonna
Next two.
snipe Brian here. I'm gonna take EXD snails.
Dang it.
And then I think my wild card is gonna be Ewoks.
Oh, you got me, dude. I was like,
He sniped us both.
they've picked you sniped us both with two battle forces. That's impressive, because Yeah, I was like, oh, I'm pretty safe on rebels. They both picked their rebels. They're not gonna take anything else. So Mike, why Ewoks? I know it's maybe sort of a stupid question, but
I know of a few people who are bringing it.
yeah.
I also suspect, I forget his name. I think is it Antoine
Antoine Grenet.
from France. If he's coming back this year, he's probably bringing Ewoks again, 'cause that's all he's been running based
And
on
not just him,
Longshanks.
but I've had my eye on those French Longshanks results, and he has had some converts over there who have done very well in tournaments. Is that there have been multiple, not just Antoine lists, but multiple lists that look quite a bit like Antoine's list that have done very well in France.
Success breeds
That's
popularity,
right.
right? So I would not be surprised if there was, if there is a French contingent coming to Adepticon this year. I suspect that Ewoks are in people's futures. Worth noting that they did not do as well in France. They did, or they didn't do as well at Adepticon last year as they had been doing in France, but I still think that they'll probably make some
I
top
mean, An
tables.
Antoine was still a top 10, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think he made the last
Who,
day.
I forget, what list did he end up losing to? Do you remember, Brian?
I think he lost the EXD.
With TXT?
I mean, EXD just cleaned house that day. I would be very
Yeah.
surprised if it wasn't EXD.
Yeah, well, I think now's the time to mention it, Mike, is that I'm like 80% sure that I'm gonna be bringing Ewoks, is that I went through the trouble of painting, actually, here we talked about advertising earlier. I'm not sure how well that comes across in the camera, but terribly. Okay, great.
There's a there's there's some sort of signage on your ATS2. We can
Yeah,
see what it
so
says.
I did actually already post the pictures where you can clearly see it on the Legion Discord and also Pit Trooper Discord. But yeah, I basically spent, it felt like 3 entire days painting and doing like these ice bases for Ewoks. I thought that it would be sort of funny to have like a bunch of Ewoks that are on a planet that it feels like they very much shouldn't be on, which is basically like an icy tundra sort of deal. And so I did that with all the Ewoks and Chewie, and I think that it has promise. I'm trying to like get more reps in. I did go to a tournament down in Portland. I went 2-1. Like my loss was to basically somebody who didn't make mistakes, and I made a few mistakes with my Ewok list just because of its newness to me. But you know, it's also fun to play, and we should be playing this game to have fun. I'm not like super in the zone of thinking that like I'm really going to be competing to win this whole thing at Adepticon. So I think that I'm going to just like bring these snow Ewoks, have a good time, scrub out, and then I can spend Saturday interviewing Will Schick about all the goodness that he mentioned at the press conference. And that'll be my Adepticon. We can leave the winning to people like Brian over here. But yeah, I think that Ewok's is a good pick, which puts me in a rough spot. Like you've put me in a rough spot for both CIS and Rebels
I know
because
I did.
you're a real jerk. Thanks, Mike.
Welcome.
So I'm gonna have to think about what my CIS pick is gonna be, to be honest with you. For Rebels, I'm just gonna pick just the standard activation barf lists of like 17, 18
Okay, so not
veteran plus
super
Mark
rebel
II
spam.
mega spam, like Leia and a bunch of stuff. You know, like you said, the game is shorter. Some
It's
might say
legit.
that if you especially if you end up only playing 4 rounds, that playing a mega high activation list is that you get to the point of wondering where your opponent's going to have enough time to kill everything. Like Austin Miller did kill basically everything in that 21 act list when he was playing at a Crucible, but that was also with the previous version of 501st, which was like maybe the most killingest list that Legion has seen since Rekstar. And so if that's what it took, then I'm just like not positive about how well other stuff is going to do, but we'll see. All right. So, Brian, I think this is going to be your last two here.
Yeah, so I need a
You
gar
need a
and then
gar
you and then a wild card.
and a
And a
wild
wild
card. Yeah.
card. Okay. I mean, you guys are gonna hate it, but I don't really care.
That's
But
right.
yeah, Yoda double six man arc spam. Or not spam, but
Boo.
double six man arc.
So that's, I'm assuming there's a battle meditation in that list.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Arcs have stims, air e-stims. They've got prepared supplies.
This was markedly like something I feel like I sent Evan the
Yeah.
other day.
E-stims, prepared
But to
supplies.
be fair on that, like they've been talking about it on that
Oh,
on
I'm
that Andy
sure.
Garrison podcast. So yeah, Brian, like, do you know of anybody from your area who's actually going to be bringing that?
I don't, but I know I played it and it felt super good.
I'm assuming that it's not Guardians.
No.
No, because it's about the relentless shot
It's
at range two.
six man with sniper, yeah.
Yeah. So it's a three aimed. So like, just to explain to everybody else, is that so you're gonna have three aims, and then like you're gonna have relentless. So you're gonna have the scout team move. If you're if you want people to know that you like to have a good time, is that you could put recon intel on them as well.
Which I
To
do.
like,
I
there you
actually
go.
think if you're gonna do that, I think that's mandatory.
Yeah, it's
Yep, you have
ba
to.
sorry, because that way it's gonna be a lot harder to hide from them. It's gonna be pretty hard regardless.
Well, it's
But
only like if you move normally on turn one and you don't like scout, like you probably shouldn't get shot.
I think that with Scout 3, you would need to stay within
Four
like
inches.
two-thirds of a range of your own side of the board. And then with, yeah, so like 4 inches, you might say. And then, but then with the normal version, like you, as long as you're within one range, one band, is that you would be safe,
That assumes
which
not
feels more
playing.
doable.
That assumes not playing breakthrough, or
Right.
a
Yeah.
weird
Where
side
you,
deployment.
basically on breakthrough, you would not be safe at all. I think it just like gets down to the question of, can you do, like, if you nuke two units. First, there's some units that is like in a sort of half nuke, but is that going to be enough? Because there's a good chance that one of those arcs is going to get pasted the next turn. The other one is going to charge into the enemy and probably not get pasted, but one of them is probably going to get pasted, right?
They don't really get pasted with a Yoda 3 pip
You can play
afterwards.
Luminous Beings after that, and then you're going to have both dodges and surges.
I
So
assume they've got
they're both
captains, so
they
they
have
probably have
captains.
dodges.
Big
So they
captains,
get their own
okay. So
dodge. They
two
got the
dodges.
dodges. They have all the surges from the clones, which are all around them, and they have Yoda's extra surges.
They're gonna get like one or two shots at the arcs. You're gonna have like probably like somewhere in the realm of like four
Okay.
dodge tokens for the first
That's
shot,
fair. That's fair. That's fair.
plus cover,
Yeah.
and then you just have like surge impervious, you know. I mean, like, yeah, you could lose a couple models, but you'll probably,
Yeah, stims though.
I think you'll probably have one full arc and then another arc that's probably like down a model or two, I would
Yeah,
suspect.
and you have stims, and it's 12x as well, so.
It would be really depressing if like the focal point of your list was like Dooku, and you're like, okay, so I could charge into this arc that's gonna have access to like three dodges and then all the surges in the world, or this other one that has the exact same situation, which means that I'm gonna do one wound and then they're just gonna beat my ass.
Well, I mean, with Dooku, you can actually probably force push them into a position where Yoda can't touch them at range three.
Yeah, that's fair. You may be able to do that.
Yeah. Yeah,
Or you
Dooku's
could send
okay.
Magnus at them and then like let them have fun, because they're just gonna sort of nonsensically punch each other for a while. So maybe it wouldn't be so bad.
I think the
Have you guys
bigger
seen
issue, sorry, go ahead.
Sorry, have you guys seen Magnus run with Dooku lately?
I've been doing
Been
it.
running them.
I like it a lot
I haven't
personally.
seen like a Magna in a long time.
I think that people, I personally think that people are just missing out, but that's just my opinion. I think that they're so good against Jedi, and And like, yeah, Dooku is still Dooku alone, and Vader are seeing so much play. Is that you can just sort of send a magnet at a Jedi, and especially if you're able to afford the whip version, is that you can basically hold down their 200 pointer with your 100 pointer, and then you can just focus on the rest of their list. And like that's basically the reason why I like magnets a lot.
Yes.
I look at magnets and then I look at Aquas and I'm like,
Well, it's
I
I was
can't take
running
I
both.
can't take magnets out of just sheer like this unit costs too much as opposed to the other things in this list. Like
But
even if it's good, I'm like, this is an
yeah,
efficiency non-bow.
but
No.
you can also like move up your magnas with the aquas, and especially if you are using a super attack, is you can give them reinforcements so that by the end of turn one, you end up in this place where your aquas are really far up and your magnas are actually slightly ahead of them because you have the leader in front and the other three magnas behind the aqua droids.
Sure.
And so when you end up in that place, is that your opponent, you're probably going to be using the magnas earlier. Your opponent could shoot at them, but then they can do maximum two wounds if they're going to be shooting at magnas, and then they can just sort of like charge to where they need to get. I've been doing that a lot, and it's like I want to local with that list. It was a lot of like it felt really good. And so I think that magnets are just like being a little bit undersold, but yeah, like that list that I was talking about, you get two magnets, three Dekas, two aquas with heavies, and Dooku, and the Dooku is aggressive tactics is and it's 11 activations, so
Okay.
it's like a little bit on the low end.
That's beefy though.
It's a lot of beef, and the only like crap units are the ones that you're going to have perfect order control on, which are the naked B1s that are there to exist. And so like your bag is just a bunch of vehicles that can move standby, or they can go into wheel mode and get onto a point that's very far away. It's solid. So anyway,
Yeah.
don't discount Magnus. Just saying.
Yeah,
I'm going to be honest.
so
Yeah, go
Gar,
for
so we go on Yoda Gar. Sorry, Mike, did I cut you off?
Yeah.
I hadn't really thought about the like unit leader ahead of the Aquas, like everything else behind them. I'm
Yeah.
imagining you can really abuse that with the super squad rule.
I'm sure you could. Yeah. Like especially with like a B2.
I'm thinking more like a 10-man geo unit where you just put the unit leader ahead of the Aquas.
You wouldn't be able to cohere that way. Because you have to be able to see the models.
Oh, well, then the magnet thing wouldn't work either.
You have to be able to.
You got to be able to see to cohere. That makes sense.
Well, you can mess with angles, right? Is that like
You
you
can.
can,
You can mess
yeah,
with angles. That's
you'd
true.
like you could just like shift you shift the aquas up so that like your opponent could see them from like over there, but as long as your leader can sort of like see all the dudes back there, it would still be legal, and you'd still be blocking the rest from like the actual line of fire. So I think it is doable.
It is. It's complicated, but it's definitely doable.
That I think with a super squad, that's probably not really
Yeah, that
realistic.
super squad makes it tough, but I will say the range one cohesion with super squads is it's so
So legit.
huge.
It
Like
is massive.
it's so huge. You can just like pick, okay, this piece of cover is good, and then this piece of cover way the hell over here is good too. So I'm just gonna do that.
So, interesting thing about that is, I love playing against super squads with force push when I have it because I can
You can
position
move a
my minis.
leader out to wherever you want. It's
I
crazy.
can position not just the leader, but I can position all of your minis in very specific ways that I want them to be in.
Yeah.
And that's a big deal.
I was just thinking along the lines of you force push, and then you like do cohesion way the hell out there, and then you engage that guy.
You can do
Is
that
that
too.
then you're moving the leader like range one. Or like more than range one.
You close to range too.
So and that can basically just take that unit out of the game. Like depending on when you do it, because there's not going to have time to get back to the point.
What you can
So.
do though, you can push a super Ewok squad off a POI, the unit leaders off the POI.
Yeah.
All the little minis are blocking a huge amount of the POI for your opponent and leaving some stuff open for yourself.
Yeah.
It's
Yeah.
kind of wild.
It's
Evan's
pretty
gonna
good.
have nightmares tonight.
That's
Thanks for
fine. I was like any kid that's gonna,
that.
yeah, no, I didn't run into any force push with my Ewok list. So now I have a new thing, a new headache to worry about. So yeah, thanks a lot,
Oh,
Brian.
sorry, Evan. I'm just broadcasting
What's your
it out to everyone. Oh,
Oh, no, it's totally okay.
believe
I
me,
support this. I
I
support
am
this
not
decision.
I am not arrogant enough to think that anybody's gonna give a crap about the list that old Evan Paul has taken to Adepticon. So y'all just like pile in the flamethrowers and do whatever tech you got to do, because if you're pretty good at the game, I'm probably not going to see you anyway. But Brian, what is your last pick?
Okay, so I've got a this is my wild card.
Yep, can literally be anything that just hasn't been picked.
Pike spam.
Okay. Yeah.
Maul pike spam.
Yep.
It's
It's really
legit right
good.
now.
It's really good. And spoiler alert, that's actually what Antoine Grenet has been playing the most lately, is a whip pike spam with Maul.
Those are some cheap pike units.
It's very cheap. And so you can have a very high activation Maul list where, you also have a whole bunch of core that are 6 health. They have a dodge with them. They're pretty darn mean in melee. They're not, 6 black dice at range is not shabby,
No,
right?
it's
I mean, and so
not.
they're all doing that when they're on the way in, and they're just cheap as hell. So yeah, I think that's a good pick. All right, what the hell am I gonna do
You gotta pick a CIS
with
list.
CIS?
Godspeed.
God.
I
Yeah,
do think
see,
there's probably an obvious choice here.
an obvious choice. Yeah, you did this to me last time.
I would,
This
yeah.
is what I do to get my to put my opponents off guard. I'm like,
Yeah,
it's
it's like
pretty clear what you should do
it's
here.
I know what you should do. Of course you would be the guy that would do
You're
that,
so
Mike, by the
mean,
way.
Mike. Yeah.
Was like, do you want me to tell you what to do, or I mean, if you want, I can just like let you make the wrong choice.
If you want, I can move your
If that's
pieces for
yeah,
you.
yeah. If you want to just like pick up the pieces and give me the game, then I'll just let you choose.
How to castrate your opponent
Dummy.
by Mike Berry.
Okay. I think I'm gonna stick with the theme of being slightly concerned that spammy lists are gonna do very well for the people who are brave enough to bring them and say Separatist Invasion with
Okay.
Dekkas and basically just as many activations that you can cram in there to flood the board and to dare your opponent to
That's
do
not
enough
terrible.
damage.
That's
What did you think was the obvious pick, Mike, now that I've fallen into your trap?
B2
Full
spam.
geo spam is
Oh,
actually
full
what.
geo Oh yeah,
Yeah,
okay.
yeah,
I
yeah,
think that's legit. B2 also legit, but I think a lot of people are doing B2s with experimental droids anyway. I
Okay.
guess that would have been different from Double Snail, because a B2 spam list is usually like single snail.
Yeah, I'm just not convinced. I do think that, like, I think B2s are a good unit. I have yet to see a list with B2s in them do the thing yet. To like really, really be like, this unit is good enough to be in a list that wins
So, super.
They've been
Can I
winning
give
in
you a list?
England a few times.
Okay.
Can I give you one?
Yeah.
Yeah, go for it.
So it's Poggle with 7 B2s. All of them. No, so all of them have ACMs, and then they
Yeah.
also and you have triple Dekkas.
No,
Like that's 11x.
that sounds legit if you have the models for it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Oh.
depending on like if you got an entire friend group together to like pile all of their B2s in there, then yeah, getting or if you were smart enough to have like bought them back in the day, like probably both of you were and I was not. I only have 4.
Yeah, I've only got two.
And so yeah, I I could totally see that. That's just like too much stuff to deal with, and it's a lot of good attack dice. And if Poggle dies, you're like, okay.
If Poggle dies, you done screwed up, man.
Yeah,
Well,
I
is it,
think
you're probably not putting him out there, you know?
no, there's just not like a playmaker in that list, you know? Like, I don't know. I think
Yeah.
that's my only issue with that list. There's not like a I have a command card that like changes the game state. It's if you start losing the efficiency war, you are just dead.
It's true. It's so I lied when I said they all do have ACMs, but three of them have the PKs and then two of them have the extra
Oh
E2.
yeah. Oof. Okay.
It is
That's, yeah, if
beefy.
there's a bunch of PK droids in there, that definitely ups the
You know
efficiency
how annoying it
somewhat.
is to have a PK heal a Deka model, and then it gets a shield back at the end of the turn, and your opponent's just like, my time has been completely wasted.
I have no idea what that's like with I have no idea. I've never healed a vehicle 1,000 times.
Yeah,
Never
of
ever,
course not.
right?
Mike, how about you finish off the list?
Yeah, I think I'm gonna steal some candy from the candy store and I'm gonna go with Tempest Force.
Ooh. Ooh.
Nah, I mean that is, I don't know, I feel like it's either that or triple Dark Trooper, because
I think that's
that is a list that I think has legs.
I
But
think Triple Dark Trooper has more legs of going super deep than it Triple ATST.
I think my, and I was wondering about this, is that like the triple ATST, if you do run against that, if you run up against that spammy sort of list, is that you're really going for, like you're shooting at a Mark II and you're just like praying, I need to one shot this. And then you're shooting at another Mark II and you're like, okay, I need to one shot this too. And then if any of those go wrong, then you're in sort of a rough place. Now, obviously, like once your scouts get into range, is that they can also just like dump a bunch of dice onto the board.
Scouts are,
But
I think the scouts are what make Tempest Force good.
yeah. I mean, to be fair, is that they're pretty cheap, and like Scout 3 is a very legit ability to pay nothing extra for.
And it's easy to hide them. They're
Very
very
easy.
easy
Yeah.
to hide.
Yeah.
Four man units. You know, they've got great keywords. They're
Yep.
cheap as all get out. You know, they're mini sleeper cells. Obviously, they don't have like tactical and stuff, but you don't need it on throwaway units that are basically half the cost, you
Yeah.
know. So.
Yeah, I think Tempest is legit. All right. Well, so Mike, do you have everything written down, right?
I do
You
have
wanna
everything written
just
down.
like list out what all of our picks were for the listeners? We'll also write it down. We'll do a little poll. We'll do the same thing as last time.
Yeah. So, I picked Han, Din, Bad Batch, Supercells, Rebels, Republic, Anakin, ARCs, not 501st. Notably, 501st did not get selected by anyone.
Mighty have fun.
CIS, EXD Snails, Wildcard, Ewoks, Empire, Tempest Force. Evan went with Vader Krennic for Empire, Kenobi Commandos for Republic. Wildcard pick, Shadow Collective, Double Bus, Mandos, Rebels, Super Rebel Spam, and for Separatist Invasion Force. Brian went with Aku Dooku, who I think are probably a favorite to win the whole thing. And if they're not
Either him or
this,
you with the sleeper cell BS. I don't know which one is going
well,
to be like more there in the top 32.
And then he's got Rebels, Opluke, Double Bust, Sleeper Cells, also probably, you know, top three
Yeah.
for winning the tournament.
Yeah.
Empire, Blizzard Force, Gar, Yoda, Battle Med, six man squads.
Yeah, that's the spicy Brian pick right there.
That pick should have been the 501st right there, but
Right, yeah, definitely
whatever.
should have been. But you know, if we're giving the award to list that's least likely to make the top eight, I think it's probably that one. Wild card Pike spam mall. But I mean, as far as I think this is
You've
actually a
got me
pretty
curious,
sound
Brian.
15 list.
Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah, yeah. You've got me curious with the double arc thing. I think I may try that locally when we're in sort of the post Adepticon haze. But
So
so
you want to hear the
Brian,
tricks, Evan? So the tricks are you roast a couple of people with it, and
yeah.
then you switch your list up slightly, and you throw Padme and R2 in there. And so the next time you play them, they're not ready for the double secret mission on one side. They have to overcommit to that side, and then you hit them with the two Pip of Yoda on round two, and surprise, it's yeah.
Sorry, you said Padme, and then I had an
You lost
absence
us.
seizure.
Yeah.
So whatever you said after that, I'm just gonna like nod and say, yeah, sure, Brian.
I'm just saying, if you put double secret mission on one side, they will have to overcommit there more than they want to.
R2, huh? We talked about R2 last time, Brian. You were not you, you did not have a lot of faith in him. Has your opinion changed?
If that's the setup, like you use him as a distraction to weaken one of your opponent's side so you can hit it harder with your double arcs, yeah, it's fine.
That
Because
is that.
you're not counting on him to score. You're
That
just
is some big brain stuff right
pulling stuff
there.
away.
I feel like one sleeper cell unit really throws a wrench in the strategy.
That's kind of how I feel too. It's like, okay, I'm gonna devote some units to head off Padme and R2 with the sleeper cell. Okay, I win.
It is a theory. It's a theory. I have lots of theories. To be
Be
clear, a lot
clear,
of darts, okay,
that's why
guys?
we brought you here,
Yeah.
Brian.
To be clear, I'd like you to be right. But I do think, yeah, I just like the Yoda in the arc list is like a basically a 170 point battle meditation. I feel like which
It feels
I'm
good.
sure sure feels great.
Well, we look forward to what the listeners think is the best list of lists, and yeah, like once we get back from Adepticon, like we'll be sure to report back about who actually like predicted the most top finishers. Watch it be the case that none of us actually picked a list archetype that is the actual winner, which I think would have been the case in both of the last world championships, to be fair. I mean, maybe some people would have picked Fury Road last year. I don't think anybody would have said 13 act Imperial double
Well, I knew
bounty.
that list was coming out. I didn't tell anyone prior to that happening. I
Oh,
had some inside knowledge.
Mike had the inside info.
We didn't it, not allowed to talk about it before Worlds happened, but
Luke would have come
yeah.
after you.
Somebody would have come
That
after me. I don't think it would
was a
have
hard
been Luke.
Yeah, because that was the year that both Dark Troopers and Blizzard Force were the menaces at that time.
Yes.
Yeah. And like, yeah, Blizzard Force was like half the top eight, and then Dark Troopers was one of them with AJ's list. And then, yeah, go figure.
I will say I would be extremely surprised if the list that won Adepticon is not on this list.
I would be too, but
Like more so than in previous years, I think.
yeah, I think
Oh
that's
yeah.
fair. Yeah.
You know, it's kind of cool. I was talking with Trent, one of my buddies here in India. He was talking about how the last two Adepticons or last two world tournaments, it was the list that countered the counter
Yeah.
that won, right? So you got your meta, and then you have the counter meta, which destroys everyone. And then the counter to the counter meta is the one that wins at the top table.
I'm just not really sure that the meta.
I could see that actually. If EXD countered clones, and if Black Suns countered Blizzard, then it did end up sort of being the counter to the counter that actually took it home.
Yeah, I feel like in past years there's been like a very rock, paper, scissors meta, and I don't feel that way this year. Like moving into it.
It doesn't feel like there's like any distinct, oh, this list is going to really suck against this list.
There's definitely some like very powerful lists, but it doesn't feel like any of them like directly counter each other per se.
Yeah,
You know, it's like
I
Aqua
agree.
Dooku's strong, right? Like Rebel Spam strong, you know, Sleeper Cell list strong, but like
Right.
are any of
Yeah.
those like particularly good against each other?
Yeah. We shall have to see. I will
Brian.
almost certainly be watching
Yeah.
from whatever side tables I'm at when the big kids are playing. So I'm looking forward to that. But so we're sort of reaching towards the end, but we have a couple quick segments to get through first. But first of all, let's go right into Minis in Memoriam. It's a short one this time, so go ahead and boot up that music that we're not going to hear right now, but the listeners will hear it, and that's going to put us in a very, very somber mood. We have two sets that have now been sold out at the Asmodee store. This is what Minis in Memoriam is that we remember the old Legion as it passes on to the next world. And in these two cases, we have no idea when it's going to pass on to the new one. The first one is Chewbacca. We were talking about Yoda a second ago, and Chewbacca ended up having a long and fruitful life in two different factions, and then in this form right here, he ended up showing up in a totally wacky place too. But yeah, who knows how they're going to deal with Chewbacca in the new set, right? Like, because he's going to
Haven't
be
we
for two
already
factions.
seen pictures of him?
We've seen Wookiees in the Rebel starter set. I don't think that he's
Didn't
with
they
the
show
Rebel
us? I thought
heroes.
they showed us like a Rebel hero set.
Is Chewie with them? Because
I don't actually
it's
know. I
Luke,
just sort of
Han,
assumed that
Leia.
he was in that set.
I guess
I
he
don't
is
know.
with them. I guess that would make sense. But then,
I'm gonna Google it real quick
would that mean
while.
that yeah, you can Google that. That would mean that Gar players have to pick up the Rebel Hero Pack if they wanted to get the if they wanted to get the Chewie mini. That may feel a little bit rough, but I guess we will see how that goes. Maybe they're gonna have a Gar version where he's got like some more Kashyyyk-ish clothes on. The other one is Stapp Riders, which has sort of been a unit that many of us have sort of pointed at and laughed. It's worth noting that the top four Geonosian spam list at the LVO Invitational did have three Stapps in it. I think there was basically to go along with the theme of this whole list can just sort of move to the other side of the board instantaneously. And so I think that's why it basically worked. That the trouble with Stapps is that they die extraordinarily quickly when they're shot before they activate, which means that you want to activate them early, but that's often not what you want to do with speeders, and it's definitely not what you want to do with any force users that are in your like you either need to activate them like very early or very late, which means that you which means that oh yeah, there we go. That's the Rebel Hero list. So Chewie is in there. I wonder if Gar players are going to need to buy him. But yeah, with the staffs is that you need to have a solution to get them all the orders, and I feel like that's the part that makes them feel rough, and you could just run Dekas instead and not really worry about what's in the order pool. Who knows when staffs are going to come back out, but for now they have been sold out of the store. So any other thoughts on those two fallen sets before we move on to something that's maybe a little bit more hopeful?
No. Is my screen still sharing?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
Okay,
great.
let me stop sharing. Great. I just wanted to point that out. I was like, I'm sure I've seen this
Yeah.
somewhere.
But yeah, who knows? Maybe staffs will get like a little bit of a points decrease so that they'll stay just as like flammable, but maybe they'll be less of an investment to put them on their list, and then maybe they'll be more of a choice.
I think speeders, all the little speeders like that could probably drop.
Yeah.
5 to 10.
I think so too.
Yeah, I think I'd like to see them do it incrementally. Like
Yeah,
I,
because at a certain point it could get crazy.
yeah.
Well, it's like one of those things where like I think the Clone Commando hit was like a little too hard, and I wish they did that in like five point increments each time. Like we'll bump them up 5 points this time. If there's still a problem next time, we'll bump them up five again. And I
Yeah.
think I'd like to see it a little bit more incremental like that, so we can maybe like hit sweet spots, but. That's just a preference.
Yeah,
Yeah.
no, I'm with you on that for sure. That'd be great.
Hopefully they'll also think that Fluttercraft are bad, even though they're really good, and the dozen of us who know how to use them have found success. But
Apparently, you didn't think they were good
if
enough to
AMG
put
is
on
listening.
your worlds list, so.
I I'm still scared of a lot of things one-shotting them. So it's more that I'm a coward more than anything. I do know a couple of folks that are bringing them. They have true culture, and who knows? Maybe I'll just change my mind last minute and just go to town with
Godspeed to
Fortress.
anybody that is putting one of those things on a plane.
Magnus, telling you, magnets. You gotta magnetize. Check out my article if you want to know more. Okay, we have a. One more segment. This is the opposite of Minions in Memoriam, is that I had to look up some Latin for this one. We have a new musical cue for this one too, but we're gonna this was inspired by Evan Bullris, who gave us the name of this segment the last time we did it, which is gonna be Nemo unquam vere desessit, which means no one's ever really gone, which is one of the most parodied lines from the Star Wars saga, ever since it sort of reared its ugly head in The Last Jedi and then reared its head again in Rise of Skywalker, and became a little bit of a meme about the fact that we use characters that we like as a crutch, and it became very much personified when Marvel said that they were bringing back Tony Stark as Doctor Doom in the new Avengers movie. Is that everybody was like, no one's ever really gone. But anyway, going back to Star Wars, sorry for that aside. We have two more re-releases that have been announced, is that the Imperial Stormtroopers and Rebel Troopers, the main two core units, is that they're both going to be coming out in May. I think it's like 21st or something like that, something like mid-May-ish. Mike, maybe you can correct me on that one. Is
I
that
believe it's they're coming out their release date's the same as Ahsoka.
okay. Oh yeah, we should have mentioned earlier that Ahsoka is that, and is it May 21st? Is that right?
I believe it's May 14th.
Okay, May 14th. Okay, so
Ooh.
yeah, like not long from now, in the grand scheme of things, less than 2 months away. But we have seen these sculpts before, so the minis were not anything of a surprise. Is that this was basically like the first thing that they showed us in terms of sort of previewing what New Legion was going to be. This was back before we even knew that 2.6 was going to be a thing. But yeah, they're 11 mini boxes, so that means that you get enough for a super squad plus one of two heavies. The heavies are a little bit different from the ones they were before. I believe it's the DLT and the Ion on the Rebel side, and I think it's the HH-12 and the T-21 on the Stormtrooper side. So it's like a little bit of a mix-up compared to before. They
I am upset with the Rebel box. I definitely did not think that these were the heavies that it was gonna be. I think these are the wrong heavies for this box.
Okay, but the Z6 is not one of them, so that's a win to start out with, right?
Well, I think the Z6 should have been in here. And I think
Nobody
the second one that
uses
should have been in here definitely should have been the shotgun. Like, those are definitely the best two Rebel Trooper heavies, and neither of them are in this
you think
box.
the Z6 is better than the Ion? Because I think the opposite of that, at least. Brian,
I
break the
think
tie.
no, I think it's definitely Ion and SX for sure.
I
Yeah,
mean, the
I
SX
think
is
so
definitely
too.
the best one for sure.
Well, because it's 13 points, and that's like the main reason, right? It's
Yes.
and it's and it's got four dice and impact one, but it's 13 points. Yeah, I definitely have two Rebel Troopers with an SX in my Ewok list,
You guys are
because
taking a 27-point ion gun over the Z6?
I
At
think, well,
20?
sorry.
The dice are more reliable.
It's a meta choice too. Like I think the ion gun's just a really good choice right now.
Deckas, Aquas.
I don't necessarily disagree with that. I just
Yeah.
like you're paying an
It
extra
is expensive.
you're paying an
It's
extra
almost as much as
16,
Rebel Troopers
what,
themselves.
16% for the squad
Yeah,
when you do
yeah.
that? Or sorry, it's 10% extra for the squad. A little bit more than that. I don't
Mike,
know.
I think that I've just rolled enough like phase one clone shots when I'm out of surge tokens to just be absolutely allergic to the idea of a Z6 where I can't convert anything. Is that just seems just like so the idea of that is so hellacious to me because of all the number of times that it's burned me just because I didn't have any choice because I used all my surges on defense
You
or
gotta
whatever.
embrace the chaos, man. Like that is the Z6, right?
So
Like
like
when you sign
Rebel.
up for the Z6,
Yeah, it's a slot machine.
you
That's
know.
fair.
If I'm gonna embrace the chaos with a Rebel core, it's definitely gonna be fleets. It's not even close.
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
I just yeah, I guess I'm surprised the DLT is in this box, I guess is really what this conversation is coming
Well,
down to.
if they do that split, then each box has a weapon that people are using a lot right now, right? Because there's not a lot of H812s out there because cumbersome is terrible, if AMD is listening, just to remind you. hopefully you've had some more conversations since our last one. But then, you know, obviously the T21 is still seeing use, and then the other box will have the DLT, which is also seeing plenty of use, and even the RT is seeing use sometimes. So from a marketing perspective, maybe they were smart to sort of split up the good ones.
Yeah. I do think that the SX is good enough on the Rebels that you just shouldn't take it.
I think that is close to being true, but I can see I have been ionized enough times by the MPL, like when I was playing that Dooku list that I was talking about before, that it got really annoying sometimes.
I believe that, and if CIS were to take over the meta, I could see a situation where you're like, okay, I'll pay 14 extra points per squad, to downgrade my dice pool and put in, put so that I can put some ion tokens.
I love how you like just lay it out. It's so great.
I mean, don't forget though, Mike. It does give you critical one now.
I'm just laying it out there like it is. It's 14 points more expensive for a worse dice pool.
The thing that I really don't get is actually the choice that box gives you, which is like, why, I don't know. I'm like, why would you take a DLT when you can take an MPL that is also giving you a critical one and an ion and impact for like a few more points?
Yeah, if range four mattered. Yeah, I think it's maybe a conversation.
Range four, it doesn't feel like
The DLT is definitely overpriced, I think, as a combat option.
They'll make it cheaper and it'll be more of a choice. I think that the last thing to say about this is that the interesting thing about these boxes, at least to me, because again, we've seen the minis before, the interesting thing is that the back of the box, not the Asmo site, which again, please ignore what the site says, but the back of the box says that there's 7 cards in there. Which means, and they always count the unit cards among that, right? And so 7 cards would mean that it would be the unit card, the single extra guy, the super squad, so that's 3, and then one of each heavy, that's 5. So that, for reference, that Geonosian box, that has 5 cards in it, which is what you'd sort of expect with the standard super squad. The Geonosians also have the extra guy, the super, and 2 heavies. This one has 7, and so I think people have been wondering, what are those other 2 cards?
I think there are 2 options that are air quotes obvious, or rather maybe 2 options that are likely.
Mm-hmm.
The first is that there's like some very generic neutral upgrades in there, like recon intel, and
it could be. It would be the first time they've put a generic upgrade in an AMG box.
100%. I'm not super expecting that. I think what is more likely is that it is the officer and the captain.
So with that one, it would have to be a personnel that, I guess they could make it, they could make them generic minis, but I feel like that does make things tough, because that's the key thing, is that those are upgrades that had their own minis in Legacy Legion when they were released, but we've seen the minis in this box, and it only has what we talked about. It doesn't have any extra dudes.
So here's my theory.
Yeah, go ahead.
My theory is that they're obviously going to redo the specialist/ heavy weapon packs and stuff. And I suspect those packs are probably going to be recombined in some way. And then I don't expect there to be like a rebel trooper weapons pack and also a rebel personnel pack this time around. I expect those to be the same product.
I hope.
Me too. And I suspect, my hope is that they're significantly more modular this time. When the wheels were on, they were already talking about kind of this idea of, you know, swapping heads and like, you know, changing your minis around and stuff. So I expect that pack to be a bit more modular, or at least give you the ability to be more modular. And I think with all the like rebel heads and stuff, they've already talked about like you can swap all the heads out and all that stuff. I think, you know, for a rebel captain and officer, like what makes a mini a rebel captain or an officer? It's just your squad leader, right? You can just paint it a little differently. That's my suspicion. Unless there's just like straight up new upgrades in the box, which could be cool.
Yeah.
What do you think those other two cards are, Brian?
I think the officer and the captain make the most sense to me, but I would love to see some new stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
I think the rebranding is cool. I would love to see more new stuff littered in between the rebranding because I am in need of new stuff. That's what I want. I think that's what consumers want. That's what we want.
Yeah, I think that's what the game needs is new stuff, is that like it'll be good for the new players to like buy these new starters, but I think that the general thing that those of us that have been around for a while are maybe like a little bit worried about is, are they going to have enough new stuff to keep the players who are maybe on the fence about like sticking around in 2.6 and beyond, is that like they need some carrots, and Ahsoka is definitely one. And then we got like probe droids in coming out in question mark and Grievous wheel bike. We'll see what else they announce at Adeptcon, but this may be sort of a rough patch if there's like a lot of re-releases and not as much new stuff. So
I actually think
if
we are getting new stuff, right?
yeah
Like we're getting
yeah
ARF troopers. We got a bunch of stuff. I think the
Oh,
issue is
forgot about our troopers.
for me that if the new stuff doesn't hit, that's a problem, right? Like if the only thing Empire gets is riot control and they're not good, that's in like the rest of the stuff they're getting is re-releases, like that's a problem, right? Like I'm not trying to like rag on them. I just like that's like
We've done that
if
plenty.
yeah
If you're
for
talking about
sure.
riot control, anyway.
Sure, but I mean ARF troopers too, right? Like
Yeah, we've ragged on them
you
too.
want the Republic people to buy three boxes of ARF troopers when they come out, right?
Are you
And
going to buy three boxes, Mike?
no, I'm only buying one.
I am also buying one, and the two of us are big gar heads, and
Yeah,
so
no, I mean
that is a
this is
problem,
I mean
right?
normally a New Republic Special Forces coming out, like that would just be an auto. I buy three, like hands down. There's my money. Take it, right? But I looked at the stuff. And I'm like, I'm only get one. You know, I want three. I would like to get three.
I hope there's a day when three makes sense.
Me too. You know, but
It
I guess
is
my
not this
point
day.
to Brian's point is, I think we are getting new stuff. It's just like it's gotta hit. People gotta be excited about it, right? And if the new stuff is things that you don't get super excited about, the fact that you have less new stuff than normal is a problem.
Yeah, you hear that, AMG? And if it's too good, we're gonna whine about it.
Yes, absolutely. It's a double-edged sword, man.
Them's the breaks, Williams. We'll talk to you soon. I'll just quickly say the other possibility is that we have like a duo and a trio, for those other upgrades, because that way you don't actually need to worry about the minis.
That's interesting. I didn't even consider that. That didn't even like breach my thought threshold on that.
And if you had that, it would mean that like if you want four extra, you're out of luck. But if and you want any other number extra, then you can have it. But yeah, like I don't know. When I saw the ARF Trooper duo, I was wondering, like, and then obviously we had the KX droids with the riot control. It seems to be a sort of a direction that they're heading in. So yeah, I think
If
we're
they're
gonna
priced
know.
appropriately, that could be cool.
Yeah, I think, and then each one maybe could give different caches of tokens or whatever, and yeah, could be a thing. All right, well, I think that with that we should go ahead and land the plane. Brian, what sort of, aside from the beanie that you've been just like broadcasting like a spotlight this whole time, Brian, is there anything else that you want to shout out on your way out the door?
Yeah, I mean, I know Dave's Lenka Endless is going to be casting Worlds. And so we're super excited about that.
Along with that, Snow Moon, I think, are going to be helping with like the sort of the call side.
Exactly.
Dave
Yeah.
is
So
going to
we're
have
going
the
to have,
hardware.
yep. So we'll have that Snow Moon guys there as well. We love those guys. They're super fun. And so it's going to be
We
great.
do love those guys. Even Ollie.
Even
Hi, Ollie.
Ollie. From the north.
Yeah, cool. And so yeah, we're gonna it'll be just like it'll be a classic Zelenka broadcast once again, which we've been missing. So I think everybody's excited about that.
Oh, yeah.
And then yeah, you and I are gonna be there. We Mike and I haven't figured out what are we gonna we might have one more video before Adepticon, but what I can tell you is that at Adepticon I'm gonna be interviewing Will Schick after like the day after the presser. And so we're going to try and get that video up very quickly so that we will have some cool stuff to talk about. I'm just going to quickly shout out, just because I did this right before coming over here, donate some blood if you get the chance coming up. I even asked for some Coban and Fifth Trooper Red just for the
Nice.
podcast. The phlebotomist, after she got done, she was like, "Don't do any strenuous activity for 12 hours." And I was like, "Well, I got to tell you, I'm going to be doing a podcast right after this. You think it's going to be okay?" And she was like, I think it'll be okay." And yeah, it seems like I made it through barely. But yeah, please donate blood. It can save a life, and it takes like an hour of your time. So if you're able to do it, then please do that. With that, Mike, how do we land this plane?
Yeah, this is the Notorious Scoundrels, Season 4, Episode 8. I'm Mike.
I'm Evan.
I'm Brian.
Stay fresh, cheese bags.